This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There he is, PJ Carlissimo, and he's rocking the Fordham stuff, which is where he started back in the day. PJ, coach, how are you today?
I'm great. It's good to be here. I'm getting some heat about people don't think Fordham. I mean, Loyola's a Jesuit school. It's the same thing.
Hey,
I'm
listen, PJ,
showing a little bit of loyalty.
I went to a Xavier High School. I went to
there
a
we
Jesuit.
Go. All
I,
right.
I, the Jesuits, my sister went to Boston College. Jesuits good in our household.
We're
That's
there.
For sure, brother.
I'm Scranton Prep, Jesuit High School, and then my son's a freshman at Seattle Prep.
So I didn't know that.
I'm there.
I knew that.
We got it covered.
All right, man. And they're not cheap, by the way,
all
now.
These New York
tell me about
all these New York references. I'm like, what the heck are y'all talking about?
Well, let's do football, man. We'll do some football references.
Football.
All right, Lamar Jackson decided to, whatever. We'll get to it later.
I know how I want to start with PJ Carlissimo, if I may. Now, PJ, and I've told the story many times, you know, that Villanova-Georgetown game was the first Final Four game that I really was not only watching, but was starting to play CYO, and I understood basketball. It's my real first strong reference point of knowing the game. That's when the Big East was the best, and you know that. And you were a longtime coach at Seton Hall, got to the championship game against Michigan, that great team. I always thought that you were going to go back to college. And I always wish that you did, because as great as college is, we don't have personalities like PJ Carlissimo. Why didn't you ever go back to college?
Well, the truth is I loved the NBA. I really did when I got into it. And I mean, I coached college for 23 years. I loved every day of it. If you'd talked to me 2 days before I went out to interview for the Portland job, I would have said, I'm not going to coach in the pro. I didn't aspire to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought, yeah, maybe in the back of my mind, if I stayed at the Hall and we had enough success, maybe sometime I'd get a sniff with a net job or a Nick job, because I was the local guy.
Sure.
But it was a weird deal. Brad Greenberg was the GM, acting GM in Portland at the time. They had just made a bad move. They'd gotten rid of Rick Adelman and Jeff Petrie. And Paul Allen, the owner, I think Paul had in mind to get a college guy. And I went out and interviewed for the job, and he offered me the job, and it was like, whoa. I mean, honestly, I didn't know what to do. And I just felt that at that time, if I was ever going to go to the NBA, I loved Portland. I had spent a lot of time there because I was a Nike guy for years, so
yep.
I'd spent time
yep.
there. Peter Jacobson was a good buddy. Mark Bryant, who played for us
oh,
and
yeah.
put us on the
big
map
man,
at Seton
right?
Hall, was playing for the Blazers at the time. Mm-hmm. So I went, and I loved it from day one.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed it. And as you well know, it's different, but it's you're coaching the best players in the best arenas,
yeah.
in the best league in the world, and all you do is basketball. The one, it's not a negative about college. Jimmy Valvano was obviously a real close friend, but all the years, he used to always say, we do all this stuff we do, and you only get to coach 30 nights, and we got to do all this other stuff, the recruiting, the raise the
academic,
money, the
yes.
summer jobs, the kids going to class, and I was always going, yeah, but that's part of the job. That's
yeah.
what we do. He goes, no. He goes, we don't do any basketball. Well, sure enough, when
wow.
you get in the NBA, next practice, next shoot-around, next game.
Yeah.
All you do is basketball.
Why has it been so hard for so many other huh. college coaches to make that jump? I mean, some have done it very successfully.
Most have
why?
Failed in
yeah,
big
but,
manner.
Yeah, but why is it so hard?
The job they got. I was lucky. I got Portland, and they had a stupid stat back when I coached the Trailblazers. We went to the playoffs the first 3 years. One of the reasons was sitting behind the curtain over there. Terry Porter.
Oh,
was
Terry,
doing
I didn't even see Terry there. Nice.
I had Clyde Drexler, Terry Porter, Buck Williams, Jerome Kirsten.
Is that Kevin Duckworth on that team, too?
No, I missed Duck.
Okay,
Duck
you missed
later.
Duckworth.
But, I mean, I had great players. So we went yeah. to the playoffs my first 3 years. Well, the only 3 years I was in Portland.
And that makes
and
you
they
a
used
great,
to always
and that
go,
made you a great
what
coach.
A great coach. You're the first one to come into the league since Cotton Fitzsimmons 25 years ago.
Well, the Suns.
Everybody else, Lon Kruger, Leonard Hamilton, Jerry Tarkanian, mm-hmm. all the other guys that came into the league, got expansion teams, or they got 20-win teams.
Calipari
and
bomb.
People would pull the plug on him after a year or two. The guy I give as the example is Brad Stevens in
yep.
Boston this
yep.
year, because Danny Ainge set the bar low. He said, this is our coach.
Yep.
We know we're not going to be good. He's our coach. And didn't matter to people in the beginning. So he's a college guy, doesn't know what he's doing, or this team should be winning more games. Danny said, this is our coach. Eventually he got him a roster. And Brad, has Brad done a good job? No, he's done an incredible job. But I think that's the big difference. Usually the college coaches that have come in have been expansion teams or bad rosters or occasionally, and I'm prejudiced in favor of coaches, a GM or an owner who meddles too much.
We're
in San Antonio. The best owner, in my opinion, in the NBA is Peter Holt and his wife Juliana here in San Antonio because they let R.C. Buford and Greg Popovich do their jobs. A lot of owners and some GMs don't. They meddle too much they shouldn't meddle.
We're with P.J. Carlissimo. I have a tough one for you because I know you know him, and I know you know him well. If you're a college program right now, is Rick Pitino on any level employable at all?
Yes. But again, I'll do a disclaimer. I'm prejudiced. I've known Rick Pitino. God, I'm scared. Whatever 1970 is, what's that? Almost
from Hawaii?
Years. No,
back
no, I knew
before, before that.
When he was assistant, when he was assistant
years.
At Hawaii and Syracuse, and I'm coaching at Fordham. I got my Fordham shirt. I'm assistant at Fordham.
Okay.
From 71 to 75.
Yeah.
First of all, until I see some proof, I accept Rick at his word. Let's talk about the basketball, first of all. There are few, if any, better basketball coaches in the country, college or pro, than Rick Pitino. So in terms of the basketball, forget it.
No one's going to dispute
that. In terms of the work ethic, forget it, what you're going to get. Does he accept responsibility because he was the head coach and for anything that happened in his program? Yes. In my opinion, did he know what was going on? No. I don't doubt that.
But isn't it his job to know, PJ? He's the CEO of the entire program.
Sure, it's all our jobs to know, without question.
All right.
And you're responsible for it. But in terms of him telling somebody to do the nonsense that was going on in their dorms, or if, in fact, a player was paid or whatever went down with all that thing, in my mind, I truly do not believe Rick Pitino would do that. And that's how long I've known him, and that's what I believe.
Yeah.
Now, I know a lot of people are listening going, what are you, out of your mind? Like, look at the circumstances.
Yeah, but they have the benefit. They have the benefit.
Standing
of,
by your friend.
They
exactly.
have the benefit of not knowing him, which is hard to do. We only have about 40 seconds here. Loyola is such an interesting, compelling story. It's unbelievable what they've done so far to get to the Final Four. Michigan is daunting. Coming from a smaller school where you started, do they, in a basketball sense, have a chance? In an emotional sense, yes. Basketball,
yes,
do they?
Because they're different. Everybody says they're like, or a lot of people are saying, well, it's like Seton Hall. It's not like Seton Hall. We came out of the Big East. We were loaded.
Yeah,
we had nine
first
seniors.
Round picks.
We were that good. This team is, I think, yes, because the Valley's a better league than people give them credit for, but they dominated the Valley. They're clearly the best team. They didn't, like, upset somebody in the tournament. They're here because they deserve to be here. Is it the ACC or the Big East or the Big 12? No, but they beat an ACC team in the first round, an SEC team in the second round, a Big 12 team to get to the Final Four. They have experienced players. Porter is not a good coach. He's an excellent coach. I really think they've got a shot. I truly do. I'm not going to be surprised if they win Saturday. And as much as everybody else is saying it's over on Monday, team that comes out of that game Saturday has a chance Monday night.
Infectious energy. Big fan. P.J. Carlissimo. Good seeing you, Coach. Thanks for swinging by, buddy.
Thanks for being with you guys.
No doubt.
Appreciate
P.J. Carlissimo. Quick timeout. Tiki and Tierney back to San Antonio in a second right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.